You know, most people never heal because they never do the inner work. The inner work is a must. Because if you don't do the inner work, how's the outside going to change? If the inside stays the same, how's the outside going to change if your inside's still the same? Everything's connected in Christ. Everything's connected. The outside, the inside, the will, the emotions, the intellect, everything is connected. That's what relationships means, right? Actually, relation. Everything's related to something else. And that is what it is, people. I gotta put this on pause for a second. Most people never do it. The inner work is of utmost importance. And by acknowledging that there is a need for inner work, that takes the responsibility back to yourself. You can't blame other people for your stuff, for your junk. Right? So when you acknowledge that you need to do some inner work, what are you saying? You're saying that it's nobody outside that's affecting you, really. It's really your own self that's causing the trouble. So when you start to be introspective and don't blame the outside, things start changing. And it's really simple, but we miss it because you're raised. It's really the flesh mind. You don't blame other people, you know. Everybody, Adam and Eve. The snake made me do it. The woman you gave me made me do it. And that takes us back to relationships. So the relationships really are not designed to meet all your needs. The relationships are just another person like yourself, because you're a person, mirror imaging back a response that you need to work on. In other words, when you first wake up to this, when you first see this, before you wake up to it, you think that person's trying to hurt you, but they're actually trying to heal you. So you're dealing with somebody face to face, and you're getting a reflection back that don't feel good. This happens in marriage big time. This is why a lot of marriages don't last, because they don't realize the other person is there to help them. And so that piece of the pie, each person is like a piece of the whole. And so if you think you've already arrived, why are you still here? So you need the pieces of the pie to push you back to wholeness. And that little piece that you're dealing with face to face, because you're a little piece, they're a little piece, everybody's a piece, everybody's a little bite-sized chunk. Even though the whole truth is in each piece, and the piece is in the whole, you're still just a piece being transformed. It's a metamorphosis process going on from caterpillar to butterfly, and you need the face-to-face interaction to push out wholeness. Now, what I've seen is some people stay in a vibration as low, which is a biblical term, is the flesh mind. One of the reasons I use some of the secular terminology is because Apostle Paul said, I've become all things to all men that I might win some. So I've studied all their systems as much as I could. There's probably systems out there I haven't studied, but I've covered enough of them to be able to see them, you know. And so just because I use their terminology doesn't mean I'm one of them. Actually, I'm taking their terminology and flipping it back to biblical truth to try to pull them back out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind, pull them out of the secular mindset to a biblical mindset, pull them out of the secular worldview into a biblical worldview. And yeah, I've been attacked. I've been attacked by my own kind. That's all right. I don't get bitter. I don't live in the past. If they don't understand where I'm at, what I'm doing, that's fine. God does. You know, it took me 20 years to get grounded in that word. I mean, I studied every every preacher, every Dallas seminary, every fundamental preacher I could find to rightly divide the word. I don't need a preacher anymore to teach me, because you don't need. I was talking to a friend of mine. I guess she's my best friend. She's in another state. But I was talking to her about how she understands where I'm coming from, and I understand where she's coming from. But she was talking about how she needs a good Bible teacher, and that's good. One person should not be your only Bible teacher. I've had 40,000 Bible teachers my whole life. So each piece brings you to wholeness. You need to learn the Bible. You need to learn Ephesians and Colossians and Galatians. You actually need to learn Galatians big time, because that sets you free. If you understand the book of Galatians and what it's all about, it's teaching you. If you read Galatians and Romans 8, Romans 6, 7, and 8, and Galatians until it clicks, and you say, what's going to click? The spirit walk. The spirit walk is not by rules. It's by faith. It's by love and truth. You don't walk the Christian life by some kind of rule or some kind of tradition or some kind of emotion or some kind of ritual. You walk the Christian life by faith, in love, in truth, rightly dividing the word of truth. So back to what I was saying. I've noticed by observation and meditation and rightly dividing the truth that most people never escape their inner demons. And those inner demons, and I'm not talking about a demon-possessed person, I'm just talking about demon thoughts. I'm talking about negative thoughts. I'm talking about self-condemnation thoughts. I'm talking about thoughts that were put into you as a program from your culture and from your childhood, from your bloodline, your parents, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, whatever you were raised around. Those are thoughts that were put in there, programmed. So most people never escape their thoughts that are holding them back. And so they have to blame something else. They have to blame the system. They have to blame the government. They have to blame their spouse, their ex, or whatever. But all these things that were happening around you were actually bombarding you and hitting you to push you to higher ground. But if you stay stuck in the trauma bond with the system, with the narcissist, with the ex, with the whatever, with the parents, the bad parents, the aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever, you stay connected to those psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic, selfish, whatever people, if you get your identity out of their reflection to you, you're still living in the past. That's not who you are. And sometimes you have to cut everybody off in order to grow. And once you do that, yeah, it's painful. Yeah, you miss them. But you can't stay in that fake reality if you want to grow. But if you want to stay in that fake reality, go ahead. It's all right. You're just going to be miserable. You're not going to grow. You're not going to be free. On a previous channel, I did a video, No Strings on Me. No Strings on Me. I don't want to have my own strings, and I don't have anybody else's strings trying to put some kind of fake identity that ties me down to the earth plane, because I'm not a 3D creature anymore. I'm a 5D creature seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And it's probably higher than 5D. It's probably 7D, 9D, 11D. Who knows? It's unlimited, really. So if somebody tries to put some identity on me down here that's not real, you think I'm going to quantum connect with that person? You think I'm going to relate to that person? You need all the puzzle pieces hitting you face to face to bring you back to wholeness. And then all those little puzzle pieces, you have to realize they're doing the same thing. You look at another person, you say, well, they got it going on. Well, they might have, but 90% of the time, they don't. Few people do, but 90% of them, they're dealing with their little inner demons. That's why they're still here. The universe is hitting them. Now, there are times when you just step out of this stupid game down here, and it is a stupid game because think about all the stupid mind games people play with you, from your parents, from your siblings, from your spouses, from your neighbors, to your TV, to your news, to your media. It's all stupid. It's all flesh mind. It's all a box. And so when somebody hits you with something that you have a blind spot with, say, praise God, hallelujah, I want to change. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. God has shown me that I need to step out of this mindset because it's not healthy. And my whole goal is wholeness, right? Your whole goal should be wholeness. A lot of, if somebody, I'm going to say this, if it offends you, I'm sorry, but it's true. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're overeating, it means you're not healthy inside. If you're smoking, you're not healthy inside. If you're bitter and you're living in the past, you're not healthy inside. If you're drinking, you're not healthy inside. Alcohol, if you eat a bunch of sugar, you're not healthy inside. I know it's not your fault a lot of times because the whole system told you. Everybody, you're rubbing shoulders with everybody that does it. The things that you do in the natural, in the physical, to your body ship, reveal if you're healthy on the inner man. And 99% of the time, people are doing stuff that's destructive. And if you're destroying your own body ship, which is an outside manifestation of the inside, it means you're not healthy on the inside. There's areas, you might be healthy in some areas, but there's areas of your life that you're not healthy. And so, if you're always arguing with somebody or cursing and fighting with people, you're not healthy on the inside. If you're trying to prove your point to somebody, if you're fighting with a Jezebel and trying to fix a Jezebel, you're not healthy on the inside because it's not your duty to fix Jezebel. That's God's duty. That's God's job. I mean, that's who he is. That's why he created this place. Not his duty, but it's really love. If I misspoke, you know what I mean. But anyway, it's God's job to fix people. Yeah, you can pinpoint stuff in their life to help them, especially if you deal with them all the time. But if they don't change, it's okay. They don't need to change. But if they don't want to move, if they don't want to vibrate with you to a higher level, then let them go. There's another piece of the pie out there who wants to vibrate at a higher level. They're always there. They always show up. When one goes away, one piece of the pie goes away. If they go away, hopefully they don't. But if one piece of the pie goes away, another piece of the pie, the whole pie shows up. Why? To push you to the next level of wholeness. From glory to glory. The inner man being renewed day by day, from glory to glory, the new mind, a newer mind, a newer mind, a new state. It's okay. People die, people abandon, people leave. That's okay. There's going to be a new situation that arises because of that.